Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, what do we have today?
Today, we have a very simple conversation about people going to the bathroom.
Oh.
Yes, and basically, they want to see if there's someone inside.
Okay, so they're not going to the bathroom together.
No. Oh. No, they want to know if there's someone inside, if it's busy, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, because you hate to be in the bathroom and somebody just walks in the door and...
Yeah, and open the door and you're like, don't you knock? You know, we should do a conversation saying that. Don't you knock?
Don't you knock? All right, we'll save that one for another day.
Yes, and we have a keyword. In fact, it's two keywords. Is está ocupado.
That's a whole sentence.
Yes, it is.
Está ocupado. That's like, it is busy.
Right. It is busy.
Oh, so I imagine you'd say that when somebody knocks on the bathroom door when you're inside.
Yes, you want to say it's busy.
Okay. I think in English I'd say, someone's in here.
Really? You don't say it's busy?
No. And it's weird, though. I call myself someone. I know who I am. Someone's in here.
Okay.
Right. Let's listen to this dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Está ocupado.
Ah, disculpe.
No hay problema. Puede pasar.
Second time.
Está ocupado.
Ah, disculpe.
No hay problema. Puede pasar.
Third time.
Está ocupado.
Ah, disculpe.
No hay problema. Puede pasar.
All right, folks, we're back. Now, I hope you listen for the keyword está ocupado. Right now, we're going to do a translation. After that, we're going to break it down for you. So let's start with the translation now.
Está ocupado.
It is busy.
Está ocupado.
It's busy.
Está ocupado. Ah, disculpe.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, disculpe.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, disculpe. No hay problema.
Oh, there's no problem.
No hay problema.
No problem.
No hay problema. Puede pasar.
You can go in.
Puede pasar.
You can go ahead.
Puede pasar.
All right. So this is a pretty easy newbie lesson. Pretty important, I think.
Yeah, it's basic.
So why don't we start from the first line, which is, it is busy.
Está ocupado.
Está ocupado. Now, which is the word that means busy?
Ocupado.
Ocupado, right?
Yes.
That's an adjective. Right?
It's an adjective. Mm-hmm. Ocupado.
All right. And it's describing the bathroom. So how do you say it is?
Está.
Está. No, that's the verb estar.
It's the verb estar.
Okay, in the present tense. Está ocupado. It is busy.
Yes, and ocupado is masculine because it's referring to the bathroom.
The bathroom. The bathroom is busy.
Yes, the bathroom is el baño.
El baño.
Yeah.
Let's make sure to put that in the supplementary vocab.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay, so moving on. The next sentence is, oh, sorry.
Ah, disculpe.
Okay, now which word is oh?
Ah.
Okay, no, we have in English, right?
Yes, I mean, but you don't say that.
No, we say it when we're watching fireworks. Ah.
Yeah, but you don't say, like, you say, oh, sorry.
Yeah, the surprise word is oh.
Yes.
In Spanish?
Ah.
Okay.
Yes.
Ah.
Like, ah, you know, sorry.
Okay, so how do you say sorry?
Disculpe.
Disculpe. Now, this is actually a verb, right?
Yes, that's right.
Disculpar.
Disculpar.
Okay, so this is a verb. So it's kind of like, pardon me.
Yes.
Right?
In a way.
But let's just leave it as, oh, sorry.
Ah, disculpe.
Okay. Moving on?
Moving on.
Moving on. We have, there is no problem.
No hay problema.
Okay, now let's start from the end of this sentence. What's the word for problem?
Problema.
Problema.
Yes.
That is such an easy word.
Yes, it is.
Spanish is easy.
I know.
Okay. How about the word for there is?
Hay.
Hay. Okay. How about you say there is not or there are no?
No hay.
No hay.
Yes.
Okay. So there is hay and there's not is no hay.
Yes. You just add a no. No hay.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. So let's put it all together. How do you say there is no problem?
No hay problema.
No hay problema. Okay. And that's a nice thing to say when somebody's a little worried.
Yes, we use it a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, no problema.
No problema.
It's okay.
Right.
In a way of saying it, yeah.
Okay, I feel at ease now. And then the last line is, you can go ahead or you can go in.
Puede pasar.
puede pasar. Now, the first word, puede, that is...
Poder.
Poder.
Yes,
right?
That's the verb.
And it means you can.
Yes.
Okay, and in the present tense, it's puede.
Yes, that's right. And okay. It's very important, this verb, in fact. We're
going to
explain it a little more in the grammar section.
Okay, we'll do that later.
Yeah.
But moving on, puede wants to take an infinitive or the dictionary form of the verb. So what is this infinitive to go or go ahead?
Pasar.
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 Now, Liliana, pasar doesn't mean go ahead.
No, it doesn't.
It means...
It's like pass.
Pass.
Yes.
Okay, so you can pass.
Yes, in English it doesn't make any sense, but in Spanish it means like, go ahead, go right in.
You can go in.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
You can go in. It's free, like...
Okay,
yeah.
So let's put it all together. You can go in.
Puede pasar.
Puede pasar.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's easy. Why don't we listen to that dialogue 3 more times?
Absolutely.
Dialogue, first time.
Está ocupado.
Ah, disculpe.
No hay problema. Puede pasar.
Second time.
Está ocupado.
Ah, disculpe.
No hay problema. Puede pasar.
Third time.
Está ocupado.
Ah, disculpe.
No hay problema. Puede pasar.
Okay, Lily, we're back, and I want to take a look at that word puede again, mm-hmm. which we said meant you can.
Right.
Now, folks, whenever you have an action and you want to say that you can do an action, you just take that action word, it's called the verb, and you use the infinitive form, which is a dictionary form, and you put it right after puede. So if I want to say, you can go in.
Puede pasar.
How about you can eat?
Puede comer.
How about you can dance?
Puede bailar.
And you can vomit.
Puede vomitar. Ew.
Sorry.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It's a fun game. I like playing this game.
Yeah, you could see I could totally translate immediately. Automatically, I'm like, la, 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 la. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, let's talk about some culture since we're so excited about the grammar.
Okay. Let's talk about bathrooms.
Okay.
In fact, it's funny, but in a lot of places of Latin America, especially in Mexico, mm-hmm. in the bathrooms, you have someone that is selling stuff.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious. No, no. I mean, you go inside the bathroom and you can find peanuts, lollipops. You can also, you know, you want to make yourself beautiful. They have makeup and also in the women's bathroom, you know. Uh-huh. And they also have like spray and...
like hairspray?
Yeah, hairspray. It's amazing, huh? And in the men's bathroom, sometimes they have flowers.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're not... You know,
if it's not going so well.
Exactly. You can go into the bathroom and come out with like roses.
And does that trick work on you?
Not really.
No. They're bathroom flowers, right?
No, it works for me, the fact that they have all this stuff in the bathroom. I mean, you get hungry, you can go buy peanuts. Seriously, you have gum, mints. You know how sometimes
goodness.
You're in the restaurant and maybe you ate garlic and you're
right.
like, oh my God, I'm dying for a mint.
You have to take care of that.
Yeah, you just go to the bathroom.
That's amazing.
Oh, and you also have... thread, you know, if mm-hmm. if your button fell off or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
That is very civilized.
It's very. Yes, indeed.
We should do that in the United States.
You don't have that.
No, not at all. Are you kidding?
Oh, they also sell cigarettes, too.
Cigarettes in the bathroom?
Yes, in the bathroom.
Okay.
Not like the States. You need to go find like a machine in the middle of nowhere. I know.
That's right. You can, you know, if you want to take care of your smoking needs in Mexico, you can just go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's not really good, though.
That's right, folks. Don't smoke.
Yes.
Don't smoke. Okay. One question before we go. How do you tell the men's room from the ladies' room? Let's say that there's not the little signs, the little man sign and the woman sign with a skirt. How do I know which door to pick?
Well, usually you have damas.
Damas is the ladies' room.
Yes, it's the ladies. And mm-hmm. you have caballero.
Which is gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay, so obviously I would look for the gentleman's room.
Yes.
And you would look for the ladies' room.
That's true.
All right, and I can't go in there.
Not really.
No. I got it. All right, Lily. What's our challenge for our listeners before we go?
Okay, the challenge is the keyword is está ocupado.
Uh-huh. That's busy.
Yes, it's busy. But you can also turn it into a question.
Is it busy?
Exactly. So you can say está ocupado.
Está ocupado.
Yeah.
Now, when are our listeners going to use this word?
Well, you can use it like if you want to say like if a chair... It's busy, not busy, but you would say...
Taken, right?
Yeah, taken. Está ocupado or está ocupada or also for the bathroom. Yeah, for a lot of things.
Yeah, you know what? When you go to the bathroom, next time you go to the bathroom, knock on the door and ask just in case there's a Latino in there.
or whoever.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, folks. Well, listen, if you have any questions or if you'd like to leave us a comment, please come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.